Thank you so much for that rich debate. I think, as has been said, things are never, in as much as we strive to conclude things in the first reading, it's not also very possible. We have some work to do on the notions and the issues raised in 5 and 6. Allow me to read 7 and 8 as we move forward. 7, adequate, effective, and prompt reparation is intended to promote justice by redressing gross violations of international human rights law or serious violations of international humanitarian law. Reparation should be proportional to the gravity of violations and the harm suffered. In accordance with its domestic laws and international legal obligations, a state shall provide reparations to victims for acts or omissions which can be attributed to the state and constitute gross violations of international human rights law or serious violations of international humanitarian law. In cases where a person, a legal person, or other entity is found liable for reparation to a victim, such party should provide reparation to the victim or compensate the state if the state has already provided reparation to that victim. 8, in accordance with domestic and international law, taking into account individual circumstances, victims of gross violations of international human rights law and serious violations of international humanitarian law shall, as appropriate and proportional to the gravity of the violation and the circumstances of each case, be provided with full and effective reparations as laid out in Principles 19 to 23, which include the following forms: restitution, compensation, rehabilitation, satisfaction, and guarantees of non-repetition. The floor is open. And as we are taking for this, I want to believe that we all know where we lie in this debate, so if we can keep our interactions short so that we can be able to proceed with some of this. So the floor is open for 7 and 8. See, Brazil.